Neighbors Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back to Sabres Live on a Friday. We promised a cup champion in this second half hour of the show. We didn't tell you that she's from here, and we are thrilled to have Katie Knoll on the show, PWHL champ with the Minnesota Frost. Katie, welcome in. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on today.
This is, how would you describe like what this weekend is like for you? What's coming up in the next couple of days? Being at home in the summertime as a professional hockey champion.
Yeah, it's super exciting. I actually just got the trophy today, so I know the listeners can't see it, but you guys can. So
it's nice and shiny. I love it.
Oh yeah, I made sure I gave Walter a good cleaning when he got here, but no, super excited to have Walter in town this weekend. And as in terms of public events, I'm going to have a signing at Riverworks on Monday from 4 to 6 p.m. So that'll kind of be the chance for any local hockey fans to come down and get a photo with the cup and get an autograph if they want. So definitely have a couple fun things planned. There may be some photos with a lot of chicken wings in the cup. So that's definitely on my list for sure. So I'm just looking forward to kind of showing Walter around Buffalo and doing all the sights and sounds. Yeah.
I hear you will have a visit with the Bills maybe as well on Monday. So
yeah.
Off the air, we were talking about he used to drive dirt cars. So are you going to talk to Deion Dawkins about his drifting that we saw on Hard Knocks?
I have been watching Hard Knocks, and I actually did not know that about him. I think that is so cool. So, I mean, I don't know if I'll get to meet anyone when I go on Monday, but if I do, that would definitely be someone I would be interested in talking to. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool.
How did that passion grow in you as a youngster, and tie that in with all the other sports that you loved and ultimately the decision that you made that has led you to be a champion after year one in the PWHL?
Yeah, so I started playing hockey actually when I was 2 years old and didn't get in. I actually got into go-karting maybe when I was 5 or 6. So I'd been doing both for so long, and my grandfather actually raced cars locally. Him and my dad raced asphalt cars all around the Northeast and even the country up in Canada sometimes, but most locally at Lancaster Speedway and Holland Speedway. So those are two local tracks that they both used to race at and everything. So did a lot of go-karting when I was younger. I preferred dirt to asphalt, but it was really nice to kind of have, we always called it a summer hobby, but it was really never a hobby. We took it so much more seriously than that, obviously. Always put your best foot forward at everything you do type of energy, but did both for so long. And then I stopped racing when I was 16. But the skills that I learned from racing and everything translated, I think, greatly to hockey. And though it is kind of an individual sport, it's, you're still working with the crew, you're doing all that, and you need to make sure that you're handling your business in order to be the best that you can and to get the best results. And that translates to hockey. So learned a lot of skills from there. It was a great thing I did with my family. And in terms of hockey, I mean, I've been all over the place. It's taken me to some great places, some countries I would have never been. I've been to Russia. I've been to Japan. I've been all over, and it has been such a journey. And my parents are saints, to say the least. They've taken me so many places and everything. But to finally reach the professional level, it's, if you would have asked me 5 years ago, this wasn't even an opportunity. So the fact that I was able to, right out of university, become a pro and then win it in my first year, it's almost kind of storybook. So I don't know if I can top it, but I'm obviously going to try.
So when you drive cars, obviously quick reaction, pressure, right? At any moment, things could go crazy. So take me back to Game 3 of the Walter Cup final. Like Ottawa and Minnesota, you guys went to overtime in Game 1. Ottawa win, overtime in Game 2. Minnesota, you guys win. And now it's Game 3, triple overtime. Shot on net, you're in the slot, and you get the game-winning goal to put you guys up one win away from winning a championship. But quick reaction in the slot on the back end. So take me through that game and that moment in third overtime.
Yeah, I've played in a lot of big games, and I have to say that may be the craziest one to date for sure. The overtimes just seem to keep coming along. And overall, that whole game and that whole series, the line that I was on, we were doing really well. So that game in particular, though, I had a feeling that we were due to pot one and we were due to put one in. So got hit super hard in the chest with that shot, actually. Like, but thankfully my reaction time and everything, I was able to be like, okay, hit me, look down, find the puck, and backhand it in. But yeah. Overall, like, my line, we had a great series that game, and to be able to kind of contribute and help the team like that in such an important moment in the final series, it was awesome. It was so cool.
Local standout Katie Knoll is with us. She's a PWHL champ with the Minnesota Frost, and it's amazing, isn't it? Like, what, almost 15 months ago, you were drafted into this league. What was life like in the first few days of professional hockey? And then did you find the comfort that you were seeking early on, or it came later? How would you describe it all?
Yeah, I think honestly, everyone's journey is different. I was actually still in school when I got drafted. So I went to the draft from Boston. I was at Northeastern finishing up my master's and didn't finish that until August, and then reported to camp in November. And I was only a camp invite, so I didn't even have a contract. So I was kind of just under the mindset of do what you can, work as hard as you can, and control the controllables, and hopefully you earn a spot. And thankfully, I was able to make my way onto the team, get a one-year deal. And like I said, everyone's journey is a bit different. I feel like I may have struggled a little bit right at the beginning, but the jump from university to pro is, you can train as much as you want, but there's really nothing like being on the ice. I'm sure you guys know that. So it obviously took a little bit to get my feet under me, and I didn't play necessarily every game, but the ones I did, I feel like I made it count. And towards the end of the season, I got the chance to be in the lineup a little more consistently, and honestly, just really focused on making those opportunities count. Seizing every opportunity that I got, and it ended up working out for me. And by the end of the season, I was playing pretty consistently and couldn't have asked for more.
So you played at Nichols, and I do some work in this off season with the goalies, and we've had goalies from Nichols. We've had shooters, like some of their teammates come in, and the girls, the program is awesome. And then it takes you to Northeastern. And if I'm not mistaken, you were there kind of crossing over with Devin Levi, right? So he was there for a couple of years, and then that was like kind of right after COVID. So did you interact with the men's team there? Did you know Devin? Because obviously we're Sabres Live, and we talk about him quite often on this show as well.
Yeah, I overlapped with Devin for, I think it was 2 years.
Yeah.
He was just coming in. I think I was maybe a junior or senior, but I think there was 2 year crossover, and it was so cool to see him, when he got, traded to the Sabres and everything. And then he kind of started going through and he got his chance. And I was like, I have season tickets to the Sabres. So when I'm home and I get to go to games, and it's so cool, like I'm watching him play in net, and I'm like, obviously always cheering for him. And that Northeastern connection is super strong. So it's always fun to see your friends from college and everything kind of succeed at the next level. So obviously,
and now like Kesselring too, right? Like he is a Northeastern guy as well.
Yeah. Funny enough, I actually worked on a group project with him my freshman year.
Oh, really? So
yeah, small world. So it's cool to see him on the Sabres now too.
Was he a good project? Student?
Yeah, exactly.
I think it was a communications class. We were like, it was the summer before our freshman year. So like the men's and women's players came in beforehand, and yeah. We were in a class with like a bunch of older kids too, and we were all like incoming freshmen, and I'm sure like all the graduate students like hated us probably because we were athletes, and even though we did our work and we handled our work, there's always that stereotype around athletes. So, but no, it was a blast. We always tried to like stick together and try to be in like the same groups if we could, so we didn't get stuck with other people.
Katie, you've had the opportunity, as you stated, to go global with your career. Well, I mean, in the early stages, obviously under 18 and gold and silver. And this is a big year internationally for hockey with the Olympics. Are you still chasing those opportunities, you know, to represent nationally again? Describe just how hard it would be to get to that level based on the growth of the game, specifically as we talk about women's hockey here.
Yeah, the landscape of women's hockey is ever changing, and it's specifically national level. There's always such a big pool of players in consideration, and you honestly never know when you're going to get a chance. It's nothing's ever really until the final roster is named, you never really know. So it's kind of, especially with how much the league has grown recently, it gives all of us the opportunity to, if we have a good year, like you have a solid shot. So I think that is so exciting, and it would look a lot different if we didn't have the PWHL now. So Even just for players in the pool and everything, I think all of us are super excited that we have a consistent place to play and play competitively and really be able to show off our skills and everything. And I don't want to say every game's a tryout, but in a way it's like, it kind of is. And, but now that we have the league, I kind of just try to focus on the controllables and what I can do. And when I'm signed with my team in Minnesota, like that's what I'm focused on. I'm focused on helping them be the best team that we can be and doing my best there. And if that brings greater things, and if I get a nod in the future, that's obviously great. But kind of just focusing on the here and now and doing that. And if the chance comes again, obviously I would be honored. And that's always the big goal, is to make it to the national level. But the fact that we have a professional league now to play in, it's also kind of at the top too. And that's super exciting. So I want to stay in the league as long as I can.
Who did you grow up watching in the women's hockey game? Because we talk about national game, a team, Haley's Kimura has been on the show before. We had her on actually from the Olympics on Zoom the 1 year. And she's local, but there's a lot of other local women and girls that you probably grew up watching. You are now one role model for all these girls as well. So who did you grow up watching?
Yeah, I love Scams. I'm pretty tight with Scams, actually. So it's awesome to see her have all of her success, especially on the national team, too. And she's such a role model for local kids. And I have to say, national team-wise, like when I was younger, it was really only the national team that we could watch. Yep. There wasn't a professional team and everything. So obviously the Hillary Knights, the Kendall Coins. Yep. And I still say to this day, like the fact that like I sit in the locker room next to Kendall is just like, sometimes it's like mind-blowing to me. Like we're friends, but in the same breath, I'm like, oh my God, that's Kendall. And like little girls still like scream when they see her. So that's super cool. And kind of to grow up watching them and to now be teammates with them is surreal, and to be able to learn from them. And they've been through it all, from when there was no professional league, from when they were fighting just for like equal pay and equal rights and that stuff. And to kind of hear about their journey and the things that they went to in order for someone like me to come right out of college and to be able to play professionally, it's super grateful for them. And it's honestly just an honor to be their teammate.
Not going to lie, we had Hillary Knight on the pregame this year, right before the game in Buffalo. And I was intimidated and in awe. Like I was like, oh my gosh, this is Hillary Knight. So I could see how that would be for, you know, young girls growing up watching her do all that she did. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Katie, give our audience once more, what's the plan here for you and the opportunity for them to see you on Monday?
Yeah, Monday down at Buffalo Riverworks from 4 to 6 p.m. The cup will be there if anyone wants a photo and an autograph. So I hope to see all the local hockey fans down there on Monday night.
Congratulations on your success. We're honored that you joined us today, and try to cap, you know, what you did in year one with another amazing season in Minnesota in year two.
Yep, that's the goal. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Katie Knoll, PWHL champ, with us here on Sabres Live. We're back after this.